All right. Have you seen these billboards that say LOL on them?
I have, and I did wonder what they were about.
Yeah. And you're
sort of like, what?
That means laugh out loud.
No, I know, but it seems like it's LOL Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, what are we laughing about?
Yes.
Are we laughing at us or with us or...
The point here is that, like, and Violetta is the master of the obvious. Yes, that is LOL.
Well, I thought you guys were older, and I needed to explain it to
you.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier today, we had to explain to her where babies come from. She was going to explain to us where they came from, like we didn't know. And it was like,
where do they come from, by the way?
Yeah,
I didn't get that.
Another time,
and
Kevin.
We had to go. Yeah, we're kind of familiar with that. Yeah, it's really something. The Civic Committee has actually created this LOL Illinois to put pressure on the state's leadership to act on responsibly governing this state.
That's
what it's about.
Laughing out loud, but also Land of Lincoln.
Right.
And they're sort of, I think, I would guess, making sort of a, it's not a laughing matter is their one of their slogans, so I'm thinking they're sort of using it in jest that we shouldn't be laughing at what's happening in our state.
And Ty Fainer, who is a, rather famous Illinoisan. Illinoisan, is that what we call ourselves?
It never sounds right, does it?
Ty Fainer is one of the more famous guys from Illinois. Let's put it that way.
There you go.
That's the way to do
sounds
it.
Sounds better.
He's an attorney and a former attorney general of the state of Illinois. Ty, of all of the years that you have spent looking at this state and leading the state and doing the things that you've done, we've never found ourselves in a situation like we currently find ourselves in now, have we?
No, we really haven't. And it's been a straight downhill spiral for the last 20 years in terms of how we've governed or failed to govern ourselves. But we've hit rock bottom. Our leaders are not even talking now in any appreciable matter. Their egos are in between it all, and so we're broke. We have a stopgap budget, which is out of money. A lot of important needs are going unmet. It's the old story, unfortunately. It's the people least able to care for themselves are being hurt the most. But we're broke, and we're hemorrhaging money in unpaid bills and so forth. And our governmental leaders aren't talking, so the lead-in on the LOL that you guys were using is when we were trying to figure out how do we get the public's attention. LOL can mean, Land of Lincoln, lots of luck, Land of Losers for that matter, because that's how we've been doing things. And so we're trying to get we're not taking sides. We're simply telling our leaders that ran for office saying, elect me and we will take care of your needs, which is what people say when they're running for office. They're simply failing to do that. And our most important leaders, at least in terms of stature and ability to control things, our speaker and our governor, just aren't talking in any meaningful way right now. And they've got to stop that, and they've got to do what we elected them to do.
One of the things I love about the website you guys have set up is that you're encouraging citizens of our state and people impacted by these budget shortfalls, by the debt and the job losses in Illinois and all these other things, that there really are consequences and there really are victims of not having a budget, not paying your bills, all those things. And you encourage those people to go to the site and tell their story. And I think it's very powerful when you see how it impacts individuals in our state in a real way. I guess my question is, how are you getting the funding to be, you're attracting a lot of attention, which is wonderful. You're putting up billboards, and maybe people want to give to your organization.
Well, we're one of the organizations, at least we're not looking for contributions. The Civic Committee is made up of the chief executive officers of the major employers in the state, but in Chicago in particular, and we fund all those activities. It's a totally bipartisan, nonpartisan group, has been for forever.
You already got million and a half people on Facebook. How did you do that?
I'll tell you what, it's been spectacular. The idea, at least in terms of drawing attention to it, the LOL, when you guys on the radio and the newspapers write editorials, it becomes like snow. People in Springfield, I think, are immune to us. They don't think we count. So what we've done is use this LOL scheme, basically, to use Facebook and have them write letters and connect with social media, quite honestly, which is over my head for the most part. I'm a letter writer if I'm going to do anything. But we've got 8,500 letters so far by angry citizens that have been sent to the governor, the speaker, the Senate president, various local legislators, and they copy us, and over 1.5 million people on Facebook alone. And this social media works, of course. It kind of grows on itself. And I hope that they will listen to the angry public if they won't listen to the rest of us.
Well, if you were to give any kind of advice here, Ty, what would it be? What, obviously, the budget is the first thing. They need to come up with a budget. But in order to do that, when you have Mike Madigan and a Democratic majority in the House and the Senate, and you have a Republican administration, I mean, it's going to be very hard for everybody to come to an agreement on, you know, at one spot, one place. How do we get them working with each other at least to get some affirmative things done? Because the governor's drawing a line in the sand about doing basically retirement and pension reform moving forward here. And Mike Madigan does not want that to happen, as well as budget cuts not to happen. How do we get that done? How do we get from here to there?
Well, they simply have to talk seriously,
but they have been, right? I mean,
no, they have
not this year. They haven't, but no. Last year, I mean, they were sitting in talks, and they just decided just to stop. What is the inducement to bring them back to the table?
I think they have to set their egos as our elected leaders aside. That's really all that's involved in this. Nothing more. They meet from day to day. They met yesterday. They meet last week. They walk in the room. Either they're polite or they're impolite. The media covers it. They walk out. Nothing's done. That's been a charade for the last year. I have to say, both of these guys are very capable. They've been successes all of their life. The governor in his prior life and as governor, the speaker's been the leader of the House in this state forever. And they both have done really good things that have caused us to elect them as our leadership. But something has set them off on a personal level, and it's purely ego, and they have to set it aside. There's not a single problem that we have, whether it's our budget, whether it's our revenue stream, whether it's our unpaid bills, that can't be done if they sit down the way that the three of us would sit and manage our own personal affairs, right? I have this much need. I have this much money. Here's what I can spend. But they have to talk, and they have to get over themselves in a sense. And I like them personally. I've known them both for many, many years. I don't know if they'll like me after this, but I do respect them and their leadership abilities. But we need them to lead for us. Mm-hmm. And it's as simple as their egos.
Ty, as leaders in business and CEOs, I have a question about jobs. I mean, how do you see this impacting when you have a broke state with financial crisis and we're not seeming to come to any permanent or at least solutions that will last? We have a stopgap budget, et cetera.
Yeah.
What does that do to business and jobs in terms of attracting new business, in terms of preserving what we have here? Speak to that, if you will.
It's not rhetoric, and it's not the usual thing. We've been hemorrhaging jobs for some time because the businesses and the small businesses, well, mostly in the state, are moving just across the line to Wisconsin, Indiana, Wisconsin, because there's stability. It's not our taxes. It's nothing other than our government is simply not regarded as stable. So if you can't predict what the economic status of the state is, you don't know whether you keep your jobs here or elsewhere.
Right. And that impacts on tax and things like that. If you've got a small business and you want to know kind of where this is going, if all of a sudden you think your business taxes are going to go through the roof, you're going to want to go too. And that's why Indiana's been so effective in their media campaigns and other things that they're doing to try to entice business across the border. And now they got Donald Trump working for them too. Look out. That's good. That is something. But you know, here's the piece that – I want to go back to this whole idea of the ego being the central driver here.
Mm-hmm.
What I see them both doing is lining up PACs and raising money for their PACs to go out in 2018 and try to destroy each other. It's become the politics of political and perhaps even personal destruction between Rauner and Madigan, and trying to take them out. When you saw a little bit of it in this cycle, you're going to see a lot more of it in 18 because the governor's up. For in 18, and I don't understand how these guys are. They're trying to wage a decade-long war to put each other out of business, as opposed to sitting in a room and trying to get something done. Because, you know, this has happened before. Mike Madigan's been around there forever. He had Jim Edgar. He had Jim Thompson as a governor of the state of Illinois. I mean, he had Republicans that he had to deal with. And then you know, he had a few that were that Rob Blagojevich, who can forget him?
Right.
But
they worked well together.
But, you know, then, you know, you had the Pat Quinn thing, I think, was particularly big, because Pat Quinn would just do anything anybody wanted at that point down there. But the real question now becomes, how do Illinoisans demand that there be some kind of action? And I think LOL is a great start. I mean, you already had 1.5 million people on Facebook.
That's incredible.
And, you know, 18,000 people have gone to the website. You got 8,500 letters being written. So congratulations, Ty, on that. And Ty, you're my man. Anything you can do, if you can get this done.
Keep in touch with us, because we'd like to help.
Whatever we can do, Ty. I'll be like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. I'll go tie those guys up and put them in a camper and bring them back to Clark's house, and we'll see what we can do.
That
would help. Can I give you just about 2 seconds on something that I think is important? What's going to happen? And I really mean this, not to be dramatic or melodramatic. The elderly people, the kids that need help, all this, the stuff that isn't being done now because there's no money. Something bad's going to happen. Somebody's going to is going to be injured or die or something like that. And everyone will say, "How did this happen?" And they look, because the proper supervision was that there. It could be in an older folks' home or some darn thing. But these are basic services for the people that need it the most. It would be tragic if that happens. Then there'll be the fingers pointing everywhere, and I think the public will be so outraged. What we're trying to do is, before something like that happens, is to have people communicate their unhappiness with these guys and say, and by the way, it's about 50-50 with respect to one side or the other. It's shared blame. They're both capable of great leadership. We need them to do it. So, right. You know, please keep the heat on them from where you're sitting.
Ty Fainter, LOL Illinois. Look it up on Facebook. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Ty.
Thanks so much. Thanks.